Appreciation Sunday, and also the month of October is considered a past appreciation month. And the Hospitality Committee, which some of you may know who that is and some may not, but it consists of Leon and Carl Oberholzer, Kervin Benita Beachy, and my wife and I that are serving on the committee. And so we decided just to take this Sunday to express appreciation to our leaders. And just thinking about this time, I began to do a little research. Where did past appreciation start? And of course, there's various sources that may give some information about that, but I found one source telling us that it was in 1992, a layperson named Jerry Freer Jr. was looking through the calendar, and he saw that there was a Groundhog Day on the calendar, a day to celebrate against the groundhog. But he didn't find anything about past appreciation. And so, I don't know what he's trying to say by that, but and so he decided to organize a day to recognize the pastors. Back in 1992, there's about 375,000 pastors in the United States, clergymen in America. And for the last 7 years, since 1992 on, they've taken the second Sunday out of the month of October to celebrate past appreciation. And now it's sort of gone the whole month of October. You know, it's interesting as we, today is a time to express appreciation to our pastors. And I know sometimes it's easy maybe to take this position for granted. It's interesting, there was a pastor who wanted to find out what his people expected of him as responsibilities. So he had a church of 12 deacons, and so he decided to ask them. He gave them a list of and asked them to share what the minimum amount of time I should average in each of the areas per week. And so he gave them a list of 20 different items that they should look at, and they could ask any other item, add any other item to the list. Well, he got this back from his 12 deacons, and this is what the average requirement came up to be. He said, if I were to fulfill the minimum requirement, it would be prayer at church, 14 hours a week, sermon preparation, 18 hours, outreach and evangelism, 10 hours, counseling, 10 hours, hospital and home visits, 15 hours, administrative functions, 18 hours, community involvement, 5 hours, denominational involvement, 5 hours, church meeting, 5 hours, worship service, preaching, 4 hours, and other hours, 10 hours to 114 hours per week. So I don't know, Dave, how you doing? You know, he said, you know, if I were to figure out what the minimum expectation, he said it'd take me 16 hours a day, 7 days a week to fulfill that requirement. Or he said if it took a day off, it'd be 19 hours a day. Well, that's not our expectation for pastors, but you know, clearly we can sense there is a tension sometimes of so many factors competing for limited hours in a week for our leaders. And clearly no one can ever humanly meet the expectations, as I just mentioned. But A.W. Tozer had who is a writer and pastor, says this. He says, will you pray for me as a pastor of the gospel? I'm not asking you to pray for the things people commonly pray for, but pray for me in light of the pressures of our times. Pray that I will not just come to a wearied end, an exhausted, tired old preacher, interested only in hunting a place to roost. Pray that I will be willing to let my Christian experience and Christian standards cost me something right down to the last gasp. You know, I think today is a time just to share a word of encouragement and appreciation for our pastors. You know, the call to shepherding is not easy. And I remember when I started teaching school, I was 19 years old, and I was at Terry Hill High School. And, you know, as I was teaching, I all of a sudden just hung my head in shame, and I said, wow, I can't imagine what I put my teachers through. When I got to the other side of the desk, it looked very differently, and I often, as I was teaching in the school, I thought, you know, what would it be like to make a requirement for a school board member to at least taught 1 year in school before he becomes a school board member? And I thought, wow, that would really give a different idea. And I wonder sometimes how many times our pastors think, boy, if only our church members could stand here in my shoes for a year and they could feel a bit what goes on and what we feel. Because I'm sure there's many times that you spend sleepless nights crying, praying, interceding on behalf of the congregation here. And today is just a special time to recognize our pastors, but we also encourage you to recognize them throughout the entire year. And we're going to have a skit, and then following that, we're going to invite people to come up and share testimonies. But we'd like you also to share something, not only about the pastor, but maybe their wives and how they have encouraged you. I know some of the pastor's wives have been teaching Sunday school, and maybe there's something to that teaching that they have also inspired you or encouraged you. So we're going to allow you some time to do that, to share that word of encouragement with them. We'll do that after the skit. But right now we're going to have a skit, and this skit may give you a little taste of what might go on in a board of ministry meeting. So we'll have the guys come forward and do that time now.
Good morning, Dave.
Oh, good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Luke.
Morning, Luke. How was fishing last week?
You know, every time I go to that Indian River Inlet, there's always 10 other guys catching fish, and I'm the only one that's not catching, you know?
Is it the bait you're using?
Well, I've been using the same bait for the past 10 years, so I don't know what's... And back then, I caught a lot of fish.
Well, yeah, I've noticed on Facebook, every time your wife posts a picture of you, you're just standing there. You're never reeling anything in.
Yeah, I need to talk to her about that. Usually I freeze the fish, and then I hang it on the hook, so
nice.
It looks like a
cut. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Well, breakfast board meetings are my favorite.
Yeah, especially if they include donuts. Where's Stoner?
Free donuts. No.
He's late.
That's unusual. Dave's never late.
Oh, here he comes now. Whew. Sorry I'm late. Huh? Crazy copier wouldn't work again. Huh?
Yeah,
man, I hate those newfangled contraptions. I tell you what. Huh? Oh, man. Huh. Oh, and I also had to pick this thing up along the way.
What is that?
Well, you know how my small little zapper worked well on mosquito bites? Well, supposedly, larger ones work even better. Man, I can't wait to try this thing out. Eric, is that a mosquito bite on your arm I see?
Yeah, but it doesn't itch. It doesn't itch at all. Oh, it's fine. It's fine now.
No, okay, guys, okay. Dave, grab a cup of coffee and let's sit down and get to business here.
All right.
Hey. Pass the coffee down here, would you?
I got my cup.
So, we have three items on the agenda this morning.
Yeah, we do.
So, Eric, you have a proposal to eliminate distractions during the worship service. Dave, you want to present an incentive to balance our budget.
Yes, sir.
And Luke, you would like to address the dietary needs of the congregation. Such weighty matters before us this morning. Let's pray before we get started. Father, we have gathered this morning to discuss issues that affect your people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Be here with us. Give us wisdom and discernment.
Amen. Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, Eric, how about you go first?
Okay, I propose we establish segregated seating. There are so many distractions during the sermon time, and I believe my proposal will eliminate most of them.
Segregated seating, like men on one side and women on another?
Yeah, that's right. And I'm sorry, guys, when I get excited, I tend to talk really, really fast. So I'm going to take it slow for you, okay? We have made it too easy for husbands and wives, and especially dating couples, to talk during the sermon time. You know, you think about communion, when we have segregated seating, how quiet it is. That's what I am proposing.
You know, I agree with Eric. Why, just last Sunday, I sat behind this newlywed couple, and through the entire service, he was constantly like scratching his back and rubbing his back. You know, he's like, if my wife did that to me, I would never get anything out of the service.
We know who that was.
Yeah.
Well, I discern that Eric may have a valid point here. So, I move that we study the biblical basis of this decision, and then let's preach a sermon on it, and then we'll bring it to a congregational vote.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Now, item number two, balancing the budget. Dave?
We've had repeated requests for more comfortable seating in the sanctuary, but we have to keep our eye on our budget. So, I propose we use our seating to encourage additional giving.
How do you propose we do that?
By rewarding people according to their level of giving.
How so?
We designate seats.
Go on.
Well, we keep our average seating for the average giver. You know, like the padded folding chairs for those who by God's grace tithe faithfully, and the hard folding chairs for those who make an effort but pull a little short of God's grace.
Okay, you got my attention. But what about those who don't give anywhere near their tithe?
We provide, like, backless benches or blankets on the floor if you prefer.
But there are those who give above their tithe. So what provision are you making for them?
Aha, that is the good part. We give them plush recliners. And that is how we balance the budget.
How does that balance the budget? How are we going to offset the additional cost of the recliners and the benches?
Here are the cost comparisons for benches, recliners, and purchases.
Wow. It's a big chart.
So many zeros.
Yes, it is. But we can put all of this plan into effect with minimal cost.
How?
Well, first, give me a little bit of time to check into my warehouse. I'm sure I have benches and recliners in there somewhere. I mean, like, I have everything in that warehouse.
That is true.
Just last week I was going along by the road and I saw this recliner with a free sign on it. So I had to stop and pick it up.
Nice.
It had a few scratches, some cat hairs, but mint condition, I tell you what. Then to acquire the rest of them, we can all go dumpster diving.
Dumpster diving?
Yes. It's an extremely profitable venture. I got it. Let's set a date, and I'll teach you all you need to know on how to be successful at it. Let's see. How about next Saturday?
No, next Saturday won't work for me. I don't have my deer yet, and I'll be out archery hunting.
Always busy.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
Too much going.
How about in 2 weeks?
No, that doesn't work for me. I have an appointment to go fishing.
Well, I perceive this is an extremely busy season. Let's just wait until our next meeting to try to make a date then. Now, on to our third item of business. Luke?
Yeah, well, I'm really concerned about the variety of dietary needs among our members. And how it affects fellowship meal. Have any of you thought about the different kinds of food we require and eat? Some can't have gluten, some can't have sugar.
And dairy and peanuts?
And fish also.
Right. Well, it would simplify things if we would just have steak for the main course every fellowship meal. It would take care of the dietary needs, and it would be really nice for the food committee.
You do have a point, but steak?
I'm not opposed to beef. As long as it's grass-fed beef, though. All that store-bought stuff has way too many chemicals in it. Just like my nice steer Augusto I had last year.
Stoner, you know the word says, man shall not live by bread alone.
Amen.
You know, I'm thinking a nice charcoal grilled, juicy and tender ribeye with a hint of Sorry. Get sidetracked about
yeah.
Steak.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, all in favor?
Wait a minute, guys. It just feels like we're losing our focus on our commission as pastors. You know, I'm looking up in the dictionary here. It describes a pastor as a person having spiritual care over a number of persons. Shouldn't we be focusing less on the congregational's physical dietary needs and more on their spiritual dietary needs? You know, God has given us the responsibility to feed his sheep, but not with steak.
Yeah.
The truth is, Eric, you're probably right. And, oh, I see time has slipped away on us. Let's pray about this until the next time and discern how God would have us feed his sheep. Well, we've had a very productive morning.
Yes, we have.
Thanks Amen. For attending. Meeting adjourned.
All right. See you at the next breakfast board.
Oh, Stoner, from now on, keep that thing away from here.
Aye, aye, sir. But take notice, Eric is not scratching anymore.
Guys, for that skit, I don't know, is that any close, Dave? Is that what? Steak, you ring it on. Okay, at this time, we'd like to just invite you to come forward if just to share a word of appreciation or a word of encouragement for the pastors or their wives. And so if you're here and you would be willing to do that, if we just come forward, just line up here, and we'll just take our turns. We go through and just sharing what God's put on your heart. And maybe you can't come forward. Just raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you and that you can share from where you're seated. But, okay, if you'd like to share something, would you come forward, those who want to just share a word for the pastors this morning? Just come on up, everyone. And as they're sharing, if anything else comes to mind, just feel free to come on up and just share what God may be laying in your heart or something you'd just like to give a word. So, okay, Myron, you're right here in front, so why don't we just start with you? Come right on up, okay?
Well, I'd like to thank Dave and Carolyn. I've been appreciating what they've been to our church. They've really been helping me out a lot, somewhat with prayer meetings, with getting to and from church, and sometimes Carolyn's even taken me to and from work.
Yeah, I just want to thank the ministry team for helping me to grow spiritually over the years. That's all of them, Dave Meyer, Eric, and Dave Stoner, and Luke Martin. And the input you had on my life 8 years ago when I accepted Jesus into my life, that was a crucial time in my life. And looking back, I just realized what for big impact you guys had. And I want to bless you guys for all you do, and God bless you as you journey on.
Well, I first want to say thank you, Dave, for all the times you led this church for 30-some years, I think it was, and for being pastor here. And I also want to thank you for baptizing me, and for also Luke for taking Dave's spot, and Eric for also preaching here, and Dave for being deacon here, and also, yeah.
Thanks to the pastors for making this church work. But this morning I'd like to thank the pastors' wives for all the time that you sacrifice to allow your husbands to be here and do what God has called them to do, whether it's going to meetings or sitting in the study on a Saturday, preparing for the sermon or going to funerals with them or hosting or whatever. Thank you, because you make a lot of sacrifices, probably more than any of us ever realize. And thank you. And also to your families, I know they sacrifice as well, so thanks.
Two summers ago, I got baptized, and I really wanted my grandparents to be there, especially the ones from my mom's side, because at the time, my grandpa was battling cancer. And the Sunday that the baptism was being held, my grandpa was in the hospital, and I really wanted him to be there. And so Dave allowed us to have a separate baptism later on when my grandpa could come. And so we did, and Dave, Luke, and Eric all came. They all took time out of their day to come. And my grandpa was able to come then, and that really meant a lot to me, and I appreciated that very much.
I'm really thankful for the truth that our pastors stand for. It's good to know that we have a leadership committee or whatever that's gonna, if someone's busting down our doors and coming at us for being Christians, that I know that they're gonna stand firm, and that just means the world to me. Cool thing about Dave, probably at least five, six years ago, while my family was going through the heart testing and everything, my parents weren't available to take my brothers down for testing down at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore. So Dave took the time out of his day to take my brothers down. And a year or two ago, we were down and I was talking with my doctor, and he said, we were talking about different times that we've been down, and he actually remembered the time that our pastor brought my brothers down. And it just made an impact on him, a non-believer, that a pastor was willing enough to take time out of his day to do that. So thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Dave, for praying for my weight goals.
Yeah, I was going to share this earlier when I was talking about Catherine's illness, and we had an anointing service a couple weeks ago, and Luke and Eric are both in our small group. It takes two pastors in my small group. But it was just a real blessed time that evening of just committing your life to the Lord and knowing that He has the power to heal if He so chooses, and just the impact that made. And also the morning that I took Catherine to the ER, I called Luke, and I guess, you know, you look at it, and to me, you look at it as all the things that they went through with Karen in the last few years, and, you know, how that God can take bad things in our life and turn it to good, and how that He could know where I was at that morning. It really meant a lot. Thank you, Luke, for taking time to do that.
Yeah, I just want to thank each one of the ministers, Dave, Luke, Eric, for the time that you put into preparing your sermons. It's obviously when you get up here on a Sunday morning that you definitely took time and prepared, and thank you for that, because it does take time. It takes time from your families too, and thank you for that. And as was said before, I really do believe that when you preach, you stand on the truth, and thank you for that. And also to Dave and Luke for the input that you gave to us as lay pastors over the years, the encouragement to continue on and to lead our small group, and thank you for that.
I just want to take this time to thank Carolyn so much. This is kind of the benefit I get of living close to the pastor's wife. And I can just go over, and she meets with me at times when I'm just struggling with stuff, and I just want to thank you.
I want to thank each of our pastors and deacon for all your faithfulness over the years. The thing I think of in the times that we live, I'm so thankful to be part of a congregation who's willing to stand on the Word of God and the encouragement you have been to us as lay pastors and Dave personally as a mentor in my life and my walk with the Lord. So thank you, and keep up the good work, and never lose sight to be faithful until the end. Thank you so much.
Okay, this month it's 26 years since John and I and our family of teenagers first came to New Covenant. We've had a lot of good, solid Bible teaching and preaching, care and compassion over those years. And Dave and Carolyn, for 26 years, you have been there for us as we remember times of life's challenges when you were there with your comfort, encouragement, and godly wisdom. You baptized our sons, and you married our daughter. You answered many of our questions over the years. You guided us through some turbulent waters with wisdom and calmness. And more recently, with our health challenges, your visits have made long days brighter. We have been blessed by your gift of compassion and care, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. And we thank you. It's hard to find words to really say how much you've meant to us over these past 26 years, but we can just say thank you and we appreciate you. Luke and Karen, your sincerity and humility have been an encouragement to us. Your love for the Lord is evident in your lives as we see you serve him with such a servant's heart, exuding meekness, kindness, and caring grace. Your friendship and warmth can be felt in our personal relationships with you. We appreciate you and thank you for the hours, the days, the weeks, and the months, and the years you've been invested in our lives through serving us here at New Covenant Mennonite Church. And we appreciate you and we thank you. Eric and Krista, there you are. Your love for the Lord and this little part of his body here at New Covenant is evident in your lives as you minister to us from week to week. We appreciate your genuineness, your compassion, and your care. Eric, you shared of your time and your strength in helping us to manage our farm and our property when we could no longer do those tasks ourselves. More recently, your visits have brought joy and blessing to our days. We thank you and we appreciate you. Dave and Janice, there you are. Your friendship over these past many years has been a blessing. As newlyweds and members in our small group in the early 90s, to being our small group leaders for many years. And now as our deacon, you have always been there for us in time of need, sharing in our life's joys and challenges, offering your help many, many times. Thank you for all the behind the scenes work that you do for our congregation. We don't know the half, and we appreciate you and we thank you. To our pastors, Dave, Luke, and Eric, thank you for all the many hours you spend in the Word as you prepare to bring us God's truths from Sunday to Sunday. You handle the Word of God with truthfulness and accountability. Your sermons are challenging, uplifting, encouraging, and meets us at our point of need, where the rubber meets the road. We can always find a takeaway, something we can take home and put to practice in our lives to honor and glorify God. Our prayer for you on a regular basis is that God would keep you on your knees and in the Word, that he would give you enough of sunshine to keep you encouraged and enough of storm clouds to keep you dependent on him. Thank you again. We are blessed to be a part of your flock and have you for our pastors and deacon.
I just want to express my appreciation this morning to our ministry team. You know, back when we first came here, well, it was over there really, 91. This was something new. And I heard some messages in those first weeks, like I had never heard some of those subjects addressed before. And I just want to thank you guys, Dave, Luke, and Eric, for being faithful to the Word of God and standing on the Word of God. We may not always agree 100%, but we can agree to disagree. And we love you and know that you love us. And we want to thank you for your faithfulness. When we first got involved in small group, we were placed in Luke's group. And so it's kind of been kind of a special thing over the years. You know, and Luke has a way of If you don't know this, or if you haven't found it out, you will if you stick around long enough. Luke has a way of getting in your face when he needs to. And he does it in a way that you can't stay mad at him. But to be challenged, and I've been thankful for that many times, and for Luke and for Karen. I had to think about it, Karen, different times when you were going through your things with your health there. I never heard you complain. I never heard you, I never saw you with a grumpy face. And, you know, I know how it is when we go to church on Sunday, you know, we kind of try to look our best. But I know that there was times that you had to be uncomfortable. And I just want to bless you for hanging in there. And thank you guys. You mean a lot to us. And Dave and Carolyn, PCT, I guess Monday night was the last time that'll happen between us and you. And just thank you for all the encouragement, for all the times of being there, kind of helping me to keep my head screwed on straight. And there was times when that was really necessary. Eric and Krista, appreciate you guys, love you guys. Thank you for what you bring to the congregation. Our depth of experience with you hasn't been quite as deep as it has been with the others, but we're looking forward to good things. I want to just, God bless you, Dave and Carolyn, in your transition. I want to bless you in the name of Jesus. And it's going to be exciting to see what God has for you. Dave and Janice, the money people, wherever you're at, there you are. Thank you for your contribution to this congregation and working on budgeting items and things like that. It means a lot to know that we have someone we can go to if we have questions on the financial end. And also, as a lay pastor, if there's needs that arise in the small group, that we can come and talk with you about it. And I think we would be remiss this morning if we didn't remember Lloyd and Mary Ellen, too. They're not here, but they're working in God's kingdom halfway around the earth. And always appreciated what Brother Lloyd had to share when he preached and the way he brought it out. And so, I don't know, if there's a small chance that they might be listening in this morning, Lloyd and Mary Ellen, we appreciate you, too, and just wish you God's blessing as you continue on there. Thank you.
Well, Dave, I don't know New Covenant without Dave here, and when my family started coming in 1993, ever since then, Dave has been here, so I believe Dave realized he'll never get anywhere with me and decided to retire, so Dave, you baptized me in the creek by your house, and you married us a long time ago, and so I appreciate what you did. As a guy who did a little bit of this in Ghana, I know. You know, we may joke about the meetings and stuff, but there's a lot of heavy stuff that has to be discussed, and you almost feel like many times you're in a no-win situation. And so for each of you guys on the ministry team, I thank you for feeding a church who took very good care of us when we were overseas, like Lloyd and Mary Ellen. You guys did fantastic taking care of us, encouraging us as we walk that road. So I want to thank you for that. And also, Dave, thank you for entrusting us with Adrian for a little bit there. We appreciate that growing time that we had with him and that connection we had with him. So God bless you on the next journey of your life. And God bless Luke and Karen, Eric and Krista, as you continue to walk in what God has called you to do.
Dave, like Jonathan said, I too was baptized by you, and you also married us. Something that I thought of about the baptism was in your creek. I sat down right in the current, and I was like trying not to fall over, and I think I held onto your leg or something along those lines. But using that to say that even you held me up over those times, and through just growing up, you've always, whether it's preaching or whatever it was, you were always on the truth and kind of held us all up a little bit, you could say. And Eric, I have another time I thought of that. I remember one time Dad and I had, you could call it a difference of opinions, and he decided, hey, let's go talk to Eric. I'm like, okay, Eric's cool, he'll be on my side. Well,
I was pretty upset with you when you saw, when I caught siding with him, but you once again spoke the truth and said, Bran, you're living under his roof, you need to honor him. And that was, at the time, not what I wanted to hear, but I'm thankful for that. So thank you for speaking the truth. And Luke, thank you for willing to meet with me the other day. I've learned something about Luke, and that's he loves breakfast. So if you ever want to meet with him, even if it's for supper, just ask him if he wants to come over for breakfast, and he will be over. So thank you. And for Dave and Janice, you guys are the most spunky couple I know. So thank you for always smiling, even if you don't feel like it sometimes.
Yeah, I'd like to say thank you too to Dave and Janice for all the behind the scenes work that I know that you guys do. It's a lot. I'm only beginning to realize how much. And to all the pastors, thank you so much for all the time that you spent as a pastor's daughter. I know that it's a lot of stuff, a lot of time, and the discipline you have to stay in the Word and to keep yourself on the straight and narrow, to speak. And to the pastor's wives, for all your support for your husbands. I know it's big for them. They need that. And I do have a special place in my heart for a certain pastor, being his daughter. Thank you for not neglecting your family. I've heard so many times about families who, when they have a pastor as a father, get neglected. And you always made sure you spent time with us. There were times that you didn't want to, but you had to say no to things to be home with us. And I want you to know that means the world to me. And to Mom for always being there for him. You guys are the best people I know. Thank you.
I want to thank Eric and Krista and Dave and Janice for all the times that you, all the time you put into youth group and stuff. You guys were always there asking about life. It just means a lot. Thank you so much, Dave and Carolyn, for all that you've done for us. I really appreciate it, just the impact that you've put in my life, just with premarital counseling and stuff. I really appreciate it. Luke and Karen, I don't have much experience with you, but I love you guys. And I'm so thankful for all the time that you put into church. I know you've sacrificed a lot. You all have. And just thank you for that.
I want to thank Dave and Luke for all the time that they put in, helping get ready and behind the scenes. Thank them for a good sermon, helping get through some hard Sundays, some long sermons. Thanks a lot for all the fun that you have and help me. Thanks a lot.
I just want to thank the pastoral team for a solid congregation and Bible teaching. It's almost 13 years that we're coming here now. And the first Sunday we were here was Dave and Carolyn went to their house for lunch. And one of the questions I asked Dave was, is this church going to stay the same for the next 20-some years while I raise my family? That was very important to me, to have a solid church background to raise my boys. And I can say thank you very much for your solid teaching, and I really appreciate it.
This has all been very nice. I want to express appreciation to the ministry team. It has been a joy to work with these brothers over the years. And tremendous encouragement, tremendously solid men. I have full confidence in the future of New Covenant because of the Lord, but also because of the evidence of the lordship of the Lord in these brothers' lives. And I also appreciate the fact that the wives were mentioned a number of times. You guys have no idea.
I bawl like a baby.
You have no idea the numbers of times that Carolyn has helped me sort things out and has given me the courage to go on. I remember one time years ago, for those of you that know Carolyn well, you know she's a prophet and she can say things pretty clearly. I remember one time as we were going through a difficult time, I fell back in the bed and I said, honey, I can't do this. She said, oh, Dave, you have not resisted unto blood. Quoting from Hebrews, I think, somewhere. But it is what I needed to hear. It is what I needed to hear. And so I know all the guys can say amen to this. You know, the saying behind every man, there's every successful man or every good man, there's a wife, there's a good woman. And I just want to echo that today. And I also want to say that this isn't the first time that we have experienced appreciation from you as a congregation. You have been a wonderful congregation to serve. You are a wonderful congregation to serve. And I just bless you for the evidence of the Holy Spirit living in your lives and for the fruit that we see. God bless you.
Thanks, Pastor Dave. And Jim, I appreciate you alluding to Lloyd and Mary Ellen. And just sitting here as you mentioned, I thought, you know, we should have Skyped them today. I guess hindsight's always better than foresight. But last Sunday we had Skype Lloyd and Mary Ellen, but it would have been very appropriate to have done that today and to bring them and also to communicate with them, because they are still part of the pastoral team here. And even though they're in Thailand, I want to continue to remember to pray for them and show our support to them as well. Is there anyone else who maybe cannot come forward who want to just share something from their seat? We can get a mic to you. Is there anyone? Okay. If not, we'd like to ask the pastors and the wives to come forward this time. And also Dave and Janice, would you come forward? The hospitality committee would like to present something to you. So if you could just gather up in the front here, and we'd just like to present a gift to you. You want to come on up? Feel free to come up. And we just have something here we want to present, just a small token of appreciation to you as our pastors. And after they have presented that gift to each pastor here, and we're going to ask each pastor's wife to just spread out across the front of the church here. If I have Dave and Janice go over to the corner, and then Luke and Karen next, and so forth. And we're going to invite you to come forward and just gather around a pastor and his wife and just take some time to pray with them. And then Kevin Hahn will come and just lead us in a corporate prayer and close the service. So again, thank you, pastors, and your wives, for your leadership here at this congregation. We do appreciate it. We pray for you a lot, and that God would just give you the grace and strength to lead this congregation here. Bless you.